Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
One theme always kind of covering is just being devoted to the Lord and clinging to His Word and just walking closer to Him regardless of the way of the world. And this one's kind of along that same ideas, but a little bit more. And I like the first hymn was Dwelling in the Presence of the Lord, because that's what the poem's about. And it's interesting. When we cling close to God, there's a closer walk. There's a deeper walk. That's kind of a weird way of saying it, but I don't mean anything weird by it. Just you look at the average carnal Christian or Laodicean, the religious person, and it's like, they don't know my Lord. They don't have that closeness. They don't have that. But you can't have that closeness without digging into the Word, without finding out, delighting yourself in the Lord. Like lately, a friend of mine and I, the last few weeks, we've been studying different verses and memorizing them. And it's funny because it always kind of relates to at least one of the messages on the Sunday and the poems that I'm choosing out. And it's like, memorize the verse and then answer questions about it and applying them to our lives and looking up related words, either stuff from my own studies or else treasury of scripture knowledge, cross-references and stuff. And it's like, the one we were just doing this last week is, you know, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. So looking up all different kind of things like that, and one of them related verses is delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And how do you delight yourself in him? By delighting in his word, the things that are important to him. And the more you draw closer to him, he draws closer to you. And Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's just reasonable that you give him your heart and your mind. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And over lately, we've been talking about just not being like the world. Well, don't be conformed to the world. Don't be like it. Let the word of God transform you.
Amen.
And here's kind of some neat verses along that lines. Just the more the word of God is a part of your life. In John 14, Jesus says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And basically what that means is I'm going to reveal myself to that person in a special way that the rest of the world isn't going to know. And it's like, but what's the condition? Loving my word, loving my commandments, obeying me, following me. And then one of his disciples says, well, how are you going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And he says, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He also already dwells in believers' hearts through the Holy Spirit, but he says, there's a way that I'm going to dwell with you that's going to be more evident in your life. In the next chapter, this is interesting, he says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Not like in the world's way, like Jesus is my bud, but this is God saying it about us, not us saying it about him, for one thing. And it says, but if you do my word, you obey my commandments. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You want to understand what God is doing in the end times? You want to understand what God is doing in our times? Get into his word, apply it, dig into it. And God will guide you because it'll start opening up to you. You'll start piecing it together. It'll make more sense. And but it says, I call you my friends. And what do you do with a friend? When you got a true friend, you reveal them stuff that those that aren't your friends aren't going to get. They're not going to understand. And this is interesting. Psalm 25, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And the word secret there means close, intimate counsel, like you would share with a friend.
Amen.
He says, you walk with me, you're my friend, you obey me, you follow me, and I'm going to open up the word to you, and you're going to understand it. You're going to have a greater walk with me because of this. Jeremiah uses the same word there. He says, for who has stood in the counsel, the secret of the Lord, and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Only those that are clinging to him and following him. And then I'll leave you one more passage, which is interesting. 1 Corinthians 2. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And I find this verse so interesting because we've been studying Revelation. You get to the church of Thyatira, which we haven't got to yet, but it says, Thyatira, you know the deep things of Satan. You know the deep things of the false religious world around you. But it says, you walk with me, you cling to my word, you obey me, and I'll reveal the deep things of God to you.
Amen.
And for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Do you want to understand the word of God? You need the Holy Spirit opening it up to you.
Amen.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches.
Amen.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And the next verse, which I didn't quote, was talking about, like, he that is spiritual judges all things. It's like, we have the word of God. It's our gauge for our life. It's what we're supposed to base everything on. But it's like, you want the secret, the closeness, the walk with God. It's like, get into his word, take it and apply it. Dwell in the presence of the Lord. Like, God is always here. But are you living in light of his presence? Are you knowing? Are you conscious that he's always there? In the presence of the Lord is where I long to be, living each moment in his tender care, my God communing with me, teaching me wonders from his law, filling my life with his love, finding delight in serving him, Jehovah who reigns above. Living each day before Christ, fearfully aware of each move that I make. Did I glorify God? Were my motives pure? Is upholding truth the risk that I take? Is my life a living and holy sacrifice? Or has my focus faded again? I won't be conformed to this world. I pray my Father restores me to him.
Amen.
I want to obey when I hear my Lord speak, as his Spirit and his word command me. But sometimes inside I feel so weak. Still Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. Sometimes this life can seem so hard. It's only with eyes of faith that we can see. I know it's in the presence of the Lord that I, his beloved child, long to be.